Simulation. Intelligence is no longer artificial. By Chris Jones. Chapter 1. Daphne Harburn awoke in her bed as she did every morning. Yawning, she stretched one shaky arm across the stale sheets to a U-shaped vial that lay on her end table. Holding the clear tubing up to the bright rays of sunshine that leaked in from her naked bedroom window, Daphne watched hazily as the fluorescent blue content of the canister hypnotically swirled and clouded the curving prism of glass. Letting out a long sigh, she placed the vial's two open ends up her nostrils and pressed the release button. Like cold steam, she could feel the blue vapour travel up her nose and into her lungs as she inhaled deeply. Holding her breath for the recommended 5 seconds, she exhaled and slumped back into bed. Within seconds, Daphne was online. A 26-year-old college dropout, crippling student loan debt had forced Daphne to move in with her mother on the east side of town known as the Lions due to the economical mark of shame that scarred each of its occupants. The Lions was a 20-by-18 block radius of multi-tiered, low-income housing built generously by Hubert Industries over 30 years prior. Its main purpose was to lodge those unfortunate enough to fall below the government-sanctioned poverty line, providing free rent, utilities, and internet access to all its residents. Seen as the ultimate act of fiscal selflessness, Hubert was heralded by all at the time as the most charitable multi-billion dollar company to ever exist. Founded by brilliant scientist Dr. Kara Smith, Hubert used its millions of dollars in profits and investments made on pioneering AI software to give back to those in need. In doing so, those millions quickly turned to billions. Hubert and its founder became more universally regarded and respected than the Red Cross, Greenpeace, and Habitat for Humanity combined. By 2051, each major city in America had these designated rent-free sectioned housings, a nice slice of the American pie that was neatly cut out just for the disenfranchised. Finally, no one had to be lesser than. This ideology of people before profits didn't take long to spread around the world. Soon, every city of every nation had its own neat section of the Lions. Or, at least that was what they wanted you to think.